I'm sure, let me see show of hands, who have some form of dream or a vision, something that they would like to accomplish? Okay, so just about everyone. And you know that when we have our dreams and our visions, there are a lot of things that can get into the way. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that, because as we talk about balance for better, sometimes as we saw the jar that gets filled up, those can actually cause us not to accomplish the dreams and the visions that we have. Or it could be other things in life that causes us setbacks. So the word dream, it's a powerful word, and or vision that can change the actual course of your life. And as my book says, big dreams don't just happen, but big dreams can come true. And sometimes we may get knocked down, tossed around, chasing after our dreams, struggle to muster the energy to get back up. We may feel like dropping out or copping out or giving up, walking away when it's just part of life. See, life can knock us down really hard sometimes. We can go through disappointments or hurts or betrayal or a broken heart. And sometimes it takes everything inside of us to get back up. Sometimes some people just never get back up. And sometimes we need that lifeline that we can reach out to. But I want to tell you tonight that if you decide to get back up, it is going to take courage. It is going to take some flexibility. It is going to take some resilience. It is going to take faith. And it's going to take a growth mindset. It is going to take the mindset that I can do this. Despite what's happening around me, I can do this. So ladies, if you've got a dream and you've got a vision that is not where you want it to be, then let me tell you, you've got a fight within you. And after I'm done, I want to hear that roar, because I want to hear that fight coming out. And when you go through these doors, you're going to say, I am going to live my dream. Let's practice right now. I am going to live my dream. Let me hear you say it, not me. Say it. Let's go.
I am going to live my dream.
No, you have to say that with more conviction.
I am going to live my dream.
No, you have to say it until you believe it.
I am going to live my dream.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Then let me hear you say it again.
I am going to live my dream.
Okay, now I believe you. Because if you believe this, then you must do something about it. William James, an American philosopher and psychologist, said, "The great revolution of our generation is the discovery that human beings, by changing the inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspects of their lives. In pursuit of your dreams, whether it's for your career, your leadership, your family, your business, you will always encounter challenges. But it's what we do when we encounter those challenges that makes a difference." You see, many, many years ago, probably about 19 years ago, I had my fair share. I was a software developer, and I got promoted to leadership. And I was given 85 resources to manage, and some were local here in Canada, some were in India. And we had a vendor from the United States that we were integrating their software into our solution. And I also had to work with IBM local and IBM India. Can you imagine coming from a software developer who codes to be put in charge of this team? Well, that was some serious transition for me. And of course, I had the guts in me to do it. And I knew that I could be a great leader, but I didn't have the training. And so as time went on, this project was like, I think, $30 million or $40 million. And as time went on, we were running late. And so I did the best thing I know I could do at the time. So I moved into a leadership style that we call authoritative or command and control. In other words, if you are in my way, I am going to bulldozer you down to get to where I wanted to get to. And I will step over the dead bodies. And if somebody wants to pick up the dead bodies after me, go ahead, knock yourself out. But I was going to make that goal. I was going to reach that goal. And so one day my director called me in and he says, Avril, by the way, I thought he was calling me for probably a bonus or something. And he, because I was doing good, right? And so he said, Avril, your staff, they're not happy. And I'm like, what? My staff, they're not happy? Really? And so he said, they don't feel like coming to work. Now, that's when it hit me. Because the kind of person I am, if you say to somebody, you're no good, or if another manager say to somebody, you know, you're a low performer, or they write you off, my approach is, give me that staff, because I'll make them a superstar. So that's me. So to be told that you don't want to come to work because of me, that was hard. And I sat there and I cried for like 2 hours. But you see, in that moment, I had a choice. I had some decisions I had to make. I could either give up on my dream to become a world-class leader, or I could get up and let that roar, let that fight inside of me come alive. And so after crying for 2 hours and driving home and reflecting, and you notice, I did sponsor everyone tonight a growth journal, because these are the things that gets me to accomplish my dream. I do my insight, I do my reflection, I go over my day, I record it, I look at my goals, I look at my outcomes, and I keep track of it. And so that's the mode I went into. And in addition, I went and I took leadership courses, and I got to know more about leadership and how to engage employees, etc., etc. And we got back on track, and today we did deliver on time. But you see, I moved from looking for commitment from the head to getting commitment from the heart. So as you go through your dreams, recognize that the persons that you're going to need to help you move along, you've got to inspire the heart. And so when I inspired the heart, we did deliver on time. And if you should ask any one of my employees who was back then, they will tell you that Avril was the best and still is the best leader that they have ever come across. But you see, what I didn't know was that that was the beginning of what I would become. And so today, after going through that process, I've been to school, I've studied leadership at a master's level, and I'm now studying leadership at a doctoral level. And I also do a lot of leadership coaching. Now, can you imagine if I had just allowed that setback or that challenge to hold me back and not get up? Then I would not be living my dream. My company is based on leadership coaching. I would not be living my dream. So as you're chasing after your dream, going after your dream, you will encounter challenges. You will encounter setbacks. But I want you to know something. You can get back up and you can fight. Because you see, there's three things that I chose to do. I chose to release the past. Sometimes, you know, as women, we tend to hold on to the past. Hold on to the past hurts. Hold on to the past mistakes. We nurture it. And we move into, you know, periods of sadness. And sometimes that takes us into isolation. All these things can get you off track. So I chose to release the past. Yes, I made a mistake. But you see, that mistake was just a stepping stone for greatness. That mistake is what got me where I am today. And so I released the past. And I developed self-awareness. Ladies, you have to know your strength. You have to know your weaknesses. And you have to know who you are, what makes you tick. You have to know your why. What is your purpose? Why am I doing this? Because when you encounter challenges, it's your why. It's your purpose that's going to make you reach down and reach up. So as you reflect, make sure, ensure that you know your why. And so when I released the past, I said a couple things to myself. I said, listen, that setback does not equate to a step back. It was a stepping stone to move forward. And because of the failure, that was only an evidence to me of the gaps that I had to correct. And it was an opportunity for me to learn about the accurate picture of the potentials that I had. So you see, failure for me was not an option. And as you pursue your dreams, failure should never be an option. It should be a stepping stone for you. It should be that thing that makes you say, I will go forward and I will do it much better the next time around. Or how can I tweak it? That's what failure means. So it really means that you need to get up. You see, failure did not define who I am or my potentials. And I did not allow rejection. By the way, the US company, when I was reflecting, I was so scared I would become the laughing stock at work. Because they told the director, oh, she can't manage that project. It's way above her scope of potentials. And that's the other thing. When you're going after your dream, don't let anyone tell you you can't. Don't pause long to listen to the voice that tells you you cannot. Never pause. In fact, if you're in my presence and you start to talk negative, I will find a way to excuse myself. Because you don't allow negativity to touch your heart, to touch your soul. So you have to be so aware that you know when to end that conversation or when to politely excuse yourself from the conversation. Because negativity is a dream killer. So you don't stand in the presence of anything that will kill your dream. And so I decided I was not going to allow their laughter or their snicker at the water cooler to make me feel rejected. You see, you have the control, ladies, over how you feel. I always say to my sisters and to my mother and my husband, who's there here tonight except my mother, I always say, no one pulls my string. No one determines when I am happy or when I'm sad. No one is powerful to have that kind of power and control over you. And so when the thought of hearing the rejection and the snicker and the laughter at the water cooler entered my mind, I quickly dismissed it because I was not about to allow that to stop me from achieving my goal and achieving my dreams. And so I took actions to increase my self-awareness, tapped into my strength, my knowledge, my capabilities, recognized my limitations at the same time, but I refuse to stay down. I refuse to stay down. I would get back up, and I did. But that required me to change the inner attitudes, to change my thinking, to not allow negativity to hold me back, to self-talk. You know what I do sometimes in the mirror? I would go in front of the mirror and I would say, you are wonderful, you are amazing, you are beautiful, you are talented, you have so much potential. And I speak to myself. Because if you don't speak to yourself, who is going to speak to you? So ladies, start practicing it. You understand? Don't let anybody put you down. Don't let anybody put you down. You are beautiful. And you look into that mirror and you tell yourself, I have confidence. I have high self-esteem. I can do all things. I have the power. You speak to yourself and you'll be so amazed at the power of your words. Your words can literally change an atmosphere. Your words can literally set in course your very dream, set on course your very dream. Because if you say, I am going to accomplish that, then you will. You know, about a couple of months ago, I started to prepare for my candidacy. And apparently when I spoke to my supervisors Thursday, they told me that everybody goes through that. I felt like I was an imposter. I'm like, who am I to be doing my doctorate? And when I heard that little thought, I realized that I could easily have gone off course and given up. But I had to tell myself, if John Brown can do it, and Mary can do it, then why can't I do it? And I said, voice, be silent. These are the things you have to do. You don't have to sit down and put up with nonsense. You don't have to let anyone tell you you cannot become or you cannot do. Are you understanding me? Is there anyone who don't understand what I'm trying to say? I'm saying you have the power to live your dream. You have the power to become whatever you desire. And no one can take that from you. But that's a growth mindset. You have to have the mindset that I can do it and I will do it. And so today, don't let anyone ever tell you, ladies, that you're not good enough, strong enough, or worthy. Today you are sitting here and you have the power of choice. You have the power, whatever has happened in your life, you have the power to release the past. You have the power to renew your mind. You have the power to take actions towards your dreams and towards your goals. You have the power to rewrite old stories of failures with stories of success. You have the power to live your dreams. But big dreams don't just happen. It takes work, but your big dreams can come true. It was my pleasure speaking with you.